Hi, welcome, and thanks for joining me. This is the Just MS Show.
It's going to be a lot of fun. This guy's done so much for the goddamn medical community in the state. Yeah, but Justin, my dogs, everybody, love you, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so
much. Hi, and thanks for tuning in. On today's episode of the Just MS Show, I'm going to be speaking about my latest infusion of Ocrevus. It's been 3 years now. 3 years of taking this medicine and 3 years of no new lesions. Yay, go team. Okay, so I know that I've been getting really good results with this medication and a lot of other people have as well. Super exciting to have this available for those of us who suffer from progressive types of MS. And this medicine also works for relapsing, remitting, and it's pretty cool. So here we are, and I'm 3 years now, like I said, with taking this medicine, and it feels good overall. You know, nothing's ever perfect, and I'd like to dive into this more, the pros, the cons, and maybe even what to expect on a future episode. But for today, I just want to speak about this last infusion. I had a great time. And it wasn't the best ending to the day, but it did kind of let me get into this. I went to the clinic and it was a bit early, where I have a pretty cool program in the city that allows you to travel if you have any needs as a disabled person. So it just helps you out, whatever, but it doesn't always give you the best windows for time, frames, etc., whatever, blah, blah, blah. So it was about an hour extra early that I showed up. I was supposed to be there for 9 a.m. I get there for 8 a.m., and I was lucky that it was unlocked and open, ready for business. They let me in, and everything went well for the day. I was debating to travel with my motorized wheelchair, as I've needed it a lot recently. I just wasn't sure how it was all gonna break down within the clinic, and I didn't wanna cause too much confusion and hardship for my nurse, right? So I went in thinking, actually, I was feeling good. It was a game time decision. I wasn't just gonna 100% not take the chair. I was waiting until I understood how I was feeling in the morning, and then based off of that, I made the decision. I'll admit it, it was the wrong decision. In hindsight, it would have been a better choice if I would have taken the motorized wheelchair. And it's less about the actual experience inside the clinic, but when I left, it got hectic. It got a little bit too challenging, and I even got lucky. So I'll jump into that in a moment, but let me just finish off with the clinic. It was awesome. My nurse is great, and she, in our last visit, she actually, instead of doing everything IV, she gave me one of the types of pre-meds, the one that makes you a little loopy, whatever it's called, I always forget. It's I took it in pill form, and it was a lot less aggressive on my bladder, and we've had issues with that in the past, where I keep having to go to the washroom, and I don't have the best control, and it's just been a mess. Figuratively and unfortunately, literally. Yeah. Okay. So that worked out really well. And I really appreciate her effort to initiate that process with the pill. Like, cool. I liked it. It worked out really well. And then I also had like a private room, blinds closed. I'm peeing in a jar. So I didn't have to like get her assistance to get over to the washroom where I wouldn't make it in time anyway. And it's just like, So she worked really, really well and hard to make sure I didn't have to, you know, it's cool. So really appreciate that. And there were snacks, and the clinic does great. There's a Lazy Boys, big screen TVs, flat screens with Netflix, and I want to say Prime. I usually don't check it out. I'm usually just on my phone or whatever, tinkering with something, which was also the case for today. I kind of listened to some music and I don't know, or it doesn't matter. It's not that important. Okay, so there we are. My clinic, I got there, like I said, an hour early. I almost had an hour just like to wait afterwards. You do wait a little bit just so they can check on you, make sure you're okay. But then there was like an hour dead time. I called the and this is my nurse's idea again because my head wasn't there. She said, hey, why don't you give them a call? I called and they picked me up an hour early. Okay. And not only did they pick me up an hour early, the driver who picked me up was awesome. I'm looking down the hallway as I'm leaving the clinic, and it's probably like 50 meters, call it somewhere plus minus. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? But I did it. And then my back's giving out. I'm like trying to take like a selfie video thing, and my back gives out, and it's like, what am I doing? And then I got down, I get in the elevator, and again, my back is just like, oh, I can't even lift my back. And I get to the thing, and then the door opens, and there's like just people there looking like, oh, what the frick are we looking at here? Who is this man lunched over his back? And so I'm there, and then I kind of like hobble sort of outside, and I don't know what to do. I'm there, and the driver's like, he's kind of calling for me, and I say, it's me in there. And he just says, no, it's okay, just sit down. And he gets me to sit down on the walker, and then he pushes me down another, like a long hallway out to where his vehicle's parked. And what a nice man. Great. Like, he made it incredible extra effort to make sure that I got into the vehicle, because it would have been super challenging for me to get there. I would have had to pause, sat down, reapproach probably like two or three times before I got down this, call it again, 50 meters. I think a little bit more, especially if you incorporate the end of the hall into outside, entering the vehicle, call it 75. I don't know, whatever. So somewhere there. And then here is the best part of it, this whole experience with this driver. I now get back to my place, and there's a corridor. And again, it's about the same length, but you got to get down through the main lobby, then up and down the hallway. And guess what? This has never happened to me before, and I've been in similar situations and or worse. He pushed me right down the hall, all the way to my place. What a nice man. What a nice man. Yeah, I feel really lucky. And that's hard, right? And it's like, oh boy. Okay, so how could I have avoided that? I don't know, maybe stretching would have helped. I didn't stretch enough for various reasons. I think that would have made a difference. I have this as a note here. But it wouldn't have been just like, it would have helped a little. I don't know how much. It's hard to say. So there was a lot going on inside my body. The infusion's very hard. I think it would have been smarter for me to, I don't know, I can't say smarter, but it might have been wise. It may have been smarter. I don't know if I would have taken the wheelchair in there originally. We just didn't know there were too many other factors. And then even as I say this, the reason why I'm saying it like that is because I think forward into the 6-month mark where I'll take my next infusion, and I'll probably do the same thing, you know, and I hope that it'll just be a lot easier one way or the other, as far as the decision it goes specifically. But I would like it, really prefer it to be an easy decision to go in there with a walker, ideally a cane. That's fairly unlikely, but if I could get there in a walker, that would be ideal. And if I have to, like if it's like, yeah, I need, if it's even like the same, I'll lean. Now I can make a better decision based on the information I have, like from this experience. So then, yeah, I will take the chair. So we'll see. That's in 6 months. Until then, I haven't been to the gym in about 2 months. So it's not like all of a sudden the Ocrevus started to wear off and I started feeling worse. No, leading up to this, I had a really hard 6 months. Things just didn't align properly. And then the last 2 months have been very difficult. So I'll do an episode, I think, on that. You know, like the whole 6 months, 2 months, everything that's going on. Maybe. For now, I'm just glad that I got this out. I'm glad that I have the Ocrevus pumping through my system, and I'm always trying to debate, should I be taking it, should I not? But there's no new lesions. I want to explore it more in a future episode, but for now, I'm happy, and hope you are too. Again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Justin Loizos. This is the Just MS Show. Yeah, be well.